A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and discussions, we consider the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew, chapter number 28, from verse 18 to verse 20. The scripture says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Jesus gave the disciples a command, an instruction to go into the world and preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He asked them to teach them to observe all those things that he has commanded. And then he gave them the key that will make this happen without any stress or without much stress. There is nothing of God that will not make a demand or place a demand on you, or that will not require effort. There is nothing that you do for your life or your destiny that will not require effort. But Jesus gave them the clue to a successful life, a successful family, a successful destiny, a successful ministry. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Man's number one factor for a life of color and impact is God's presence. Until God shows up, a man's situation remains the same. The situation of a man will remain the same, will remain unchanged until God shows up. But when God shows up in a man's life, when God comes around, a turnaround is inevitable. And I see God show up on your behalf this week. I see God come around for you and bring about a divine turnaround of your situation in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you." The moment you secure the presence of God with you, you've gotten the greatest asset in life and in destiny. God's presence is man's greatest asset for a life of dignity, a life of color, and a life of distinction. Please be assured of the presence of God with you by day and by night. God promised, God said, "I am with you." That's Jesus speaking. "Lo, I am with you even to the end of the age." And when you go through unpleasant situations or circumstances in life, when it appears God is far from you, when it appears God is silent about your matter, or God is not showing up as desired or as requested, please understand that God is with you. No matter what you are going through, God is with you. Even in your darkest moment, in the darkest hour of the night, God is with you. I read with interest the Cherokee Indians' youth rite of passage into manhood. The young man who feels he has reached the age of manhood, "I want to become a man," he has reached adulthood, will tell his father, "I want to go through my own rite of passage." His father takes him into the forest with a blindfold. He is blindfolded, and he leads him into the forest, and then the father leaves him alone. He is required to sit on a tree stump the whole night. He must not remove the blindfold until the rays of morning sun shines through it. He cannot cry for help to anyone. And once he survives the night, he becomes a man. He is a man once he's able to survive the night. He cannot tell the other boys of this experience because each lad must come into manhood on his own. The boy is naturally terrified, but he sits calmly, never removing the blindfold, because that is what makes him a man. It would be the only way he could become a man. Finally, after a horrific night, the sun appears and he removes his blindfold. It was only then that he discovered his father had been sitting on the stump next to him all along. He had been at watch the entire night, protecting his son from harm. In the midst of life's battles and challenges, in your night season, you are not alone. you must understand that God is with you. You can never be alone because God is watching over you. Even in his silence, he is busy planning your next testimony. And I've got news for someone this morning that God is busy planning your next testimony. It appears that God is silent about your matter now. But don't forget, Jesus Christ said, "Lo, I am with you even to the end of the age." I am with you always in your darkest moment. Like this Cherokee Indian boy, maybe you are going through your night season now, but you must understand that God is with you. The presence of God, your greatest asset for a life of glory, for a life of color, for a life of excellence, the presence of God. My prayer again is that God's presence will be with you as you journey through this second half of the year in the precious name of Jesus. The presence of God, your greatest asset for a life of color, for a life of glory, a life of dignity, the presence of God. So please be assured and be aware that the Lord is with you. Please hold on to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Christ is with you. No matter what the situation looks like, Christ is with you. No matter what the circumstances may be, Christ is with you. The Lord is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That is the promise of God for you. He has promised never to leave you and never to forsake you. I am with you. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. To see mighty works, God must be present with you. He must show up on your behalf to make you see mighty works and to do glorious things on your behalf and in your life and in destiny. Don't forget, in Exodus chapter 33 and in verses 15 and 14, in that order, Moses had said, "If your presence will not go with us, do not take us from hence. We need your presence." And God had responded in verse number 14, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." What a promise. My presence will go with you and I will give you rest. In Luke chapter number 5 and in verse number 17, the Bible says, "It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ was teaching in a house. The Pharisees were there. The presence of God was there to hear. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them." The presence of God makes miracles happen. The presence of God makes healings possible. Healings are possible. Miracles are possible. Great works are possible with the presence of God. Great things happen with God's presence. Doors open at the instance of his presence. Situations turn around at the instance of his presence. Remember, when God came to the situation of the children of Israel in Egypt, a turnaround occurred and he liberated them from over 400 years of slavery and servitude to the Egyptians. Again, I repeat, with every sense of confidence and assurance of faith, that God is showing up on your behalf this week. He is with you and his presence will be made manifest in your situation in the precious name of Jesus. Your major prayer this morning is, "Father, manifest your presence in my life and in my situation in the name of Jesus." And he will manifest his presence. Let us pray. Let's pray that prayer. Say, "Father, manifest your presence in my life, in my situation this week and always in the name of Jesus." Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will manifest your presence in my life. Manifest your presence in my situation this week, the remaining days of this year, and always manifest your presence. Let your presence be made manifest in my situation. Let your presence be revealed and let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. "Father, let your presence open closed doors before me. Let your presence make the crooked path straight. Let your presence make me successful in that examination, in that interview, in the name of Jesus." Lift your voice and pray. Ask for the presence. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your presence will open closed doors in my life and in my destiny. Let closed doors open because of your presence in the name of Jesus. Let your presence presence. Make me successful in that examination, at that interview. Let your presence make a way for me. Let your presence make things happen. And let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Prayer number 3. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray. In my darkest moment, Father, show up on my behalf. Reveal yourself in my darkest moment. In the storms of life, show up as the I am in the name of Jesus. Our Father, I pray that in my darkest moment, darkest hour of the night, you will show up on my behalf. That in the storms of life that may confront me, you will reveal yourself as the great I am, and you will calm the raging storm, and you will decree, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I ask that the presence of God will be upon you and with you, and that this presence will be revealed and be made manifest. There will be a manifestation of the presence of God. God said, I am with you always. May you enjoy the blessings of his presence every day of your life. And may the Lord make his presence known. May he make his presence manifest in the name of Jesus. In your darkest night, in your darkest moment, may God show up on your behalf. May his presence be revealed. May his name be glorified. May he appear and manifest himself as the great I am in your storm. May he calm every storm on your path to destiny in the name of Jesus. May his presence make things happen for you gloriously this week. May his presence make doors open for you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for our Bible study Ezra project later this evening at the Light Cathedral, 5:30 p.m. Come and let's study God's word together. The Bible says you should study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed. 5:30 p.m., the Light Cathedral, let's join to study. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. And for your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.